Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that most episodes include a free companion meditation designed specifically for the topic we discussed. If you would like to be a guest on our show or have any comments or suggestions for future topics, please leave us an email or voicemail using the voice recorder found on our site. Please help us support the cost of producing this podcast and the subsequent free meditations by scheduling a distant healing session with me, purchasing an online class, or donating directly to the podcast by going to our website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey, you guys, I am so excited to do this episode because not only has it been a minute since I recorded my last episode, but it's a subject that is really important that I feel everyone needs to kind of have a better understanding of, or maybe can see it in a different light or perspective. So we're going to talk today about what does it mean when we say we are all connected? What does that mean to you? And I know that can mean so many different things to different people based on their experiences and what level of understanding they have of the term. So again, I just want to ask you, what does that mean to you when you hear that term that we are all connected? Think about that for a moment. There is a common belief in spirituality that we are all connected. And again, as I mentioned, that could mean so many different things for different people. Some people think of it as we are all connected to the same source from which we came from. That source can be anything that is in alignment with your belief system, meaning the universe, God, goddess, whoever that is. It can also mean so many other different things. And if you are new or seasoned on your path to spirituality, we are going to go over what this means in a very easy to understand way to hopefully help those who might be new to this better understand the concept so that we can increase awareness in how we contribute to the whole collective. So as I mentioned, it's been a minute. I have been attending massage therapy school. I think I might have mentioned that in my last podcast, but everything literally aligned perfectly. I can't even describe how everything aligned perfectly for me to attend massage school this late in my life. You guys probably don't know how old I am, but I am in my early 40s, and it's kind of a late start. But you know, a late start is better than no start. So I am in massage therapy school. I'm enjoying every minute of it except my anatomy class. Ah, okay. I've had to do some serious self-work and self-help and self-healing and so many selves to try to increase my brain capacity to fully understand all the anatomy terms, because they teach so much anatomy and physiology and pathology and all these things. And to my old little brain, it can be hard. And because I have that brain tumor that I've mentioned before, learning is a little bit extra hard for me. So anyway, but I am loving everything about it. And I just don't have the time as much anymore to dedicate to recording a podcast every week. So the podcasts, at least until October when I graduate, are going to be a little bit few and far between, but I'm going to try to record as much as I can, and especially when I feel guided to. So this episode, I definitely feel very strongly guided to talk about, because the other day in my acupressure class, the instructor, who's really into this kind of thing too, was talking about how there was a woman who was sick because her next door neighbor got a divorce. And it was interesting because you could hear the audible gasps from people or my fellow classmates. They were like, what? How in the world can that be? How in the world can it be that a woman is sick because her next door neighbor got a divorce? To most people, you wouldn't think those events are related or connected in any way, right? But he went on to explain, and I knew where he was going with this, but he went on to explain that the lady next door who got the divorce was now a single mom. And so she was a single mom going to work and needed somebody to watch her kids. So she asked the other lady next door, the one who is sick. So I'll just refer to her as the sick lady next door. She asked the sick lady next door to watch her children while she works. And so the sick lady decided to take on this extra something to her day. And she had her own children she was watching as well, but she needed the money and she wanted to help out her neighbor. So that's what she did. So as a result of this, the sick lady next door wasn't taking care of herself as much because she was now busy watching additional children and trying to help her neighbor next door. And so, therefore, she became very stressed out, anxious. She wasn't eating well. She wasn't doing self-care. She had a really hard time and didn't realize where this was all stemming from. And so she had some things that she had to think about, whether she could continue to watch these children next door or if there were other ways that she could deal with her stress and anxiety that wouldn't make her sick. So as a result of all of this, she became very sick because, as we all know, stress, anxiety, worry, fear, all those things are contributors, there goes my tongue, to ill health or disease or dis-ease, as we say in all of this work. So when you take a look at that, you can definitely see how the lady next door getting divorced made the lady next door to her get sick. So when you think of it that way, and the instructor didn't go this way, but I was just thinking in my little head, how we could take that a step further. So if you think of it this way, the lady next door who is sick has a husband, and now the husband is feeling neglected because his wife is tired, stressed out, anxious, and so she's not attentive to his needs, or they're not attentive to both each other's needs. So he goes to work upset because, you know, maybe she's not feeling intimate lately, or maybe she's just grumpy and takes it out on him, or whatever the case may be. He goes to work upset, stressed, and because he's a manager, he unknowingly takes this out on the people he manages. And so now they're stressed and upset and exhausted, and they develop resentment towards their manager because their manager is just being a jerk at work. So now these coworkers that he is being a jerk to go home to their families. And then because they're stressed out and anxious, they pass that on to whoever they are living with or who they come in contact with. So if you think of it that way, you can see the endless ripple effect that one action can have on so many people. In fact, the entire collective, because it's an endless ripple effect, an endless cycle. So by explaining that story, hopefully it kind of helps understand a little bit more how what we actually put out there affects everything. Everything, you guys, everything. I want to invite you to think about this next week or more, because I'm not sure when I'm going to be recording this podcast again. But I do invite you to think about this and find ways that you can help make this world a better place for you, for me, and for everyone. It's funny because the Michael Jackson song, I don't know if you guys know that, and I'm probably aging myself talking about it, but that Michael Jackson song, make the world a better place for you and for me. You know, that one came to mind. Anyway, it is so true. I love that song because our actions do affect everyone. And because this is a Reiki podcast, here are a couple of ways that you can help just by using Reiki. And if you're not attuned to Reiki and you don't practice Reiki, you can pretty much stop the podcast episode here. But I'm going to go on for those who are attuned to Reiki and who are trained in Reiki. Number one would be make it a practice to send group Reiki regularly to whoever is in need. And you can do this in so many different ways. So just find a way that resonates with you, or a way that you were taught in your own Reiki classes, or anything that you've just found that works really well for you. And it can be a list of people all at once that you want to send Reiki to, a world situation. Lord knows that there are plenty of world situations that we can send Reiki to and love and healing and light to. So there is no shortage of this. In fact, we could probably spend 24 hours a day, 365 days a week, and never begin to cover all of the world situations out there. That's how important and imperative this work is. And it's important just to start somewhere and create that ripple effect. So number two is, give a personal Reiki session to a person in need who would probably not be able to afford your services. That is a big one, because not everybody can afford our services. And because we're professionals and we charge what we are worth, we do understand sometimes that those people who are less fortunate probably can't afford our services. So it's important to give back, in my opinion, and this is just my personal opinion, but make sure there is an energy exchange of some kind so that all energies remain balanced in the give and take relationship. That is just important no matter what you do in life, really. So just remember that little concept when you're giving out free services to people is just have some kind of an energy exchange. I mean, even if it's just something so small as, you know, the person giving you a thank you card, or maybe something that they've handmade, and it may not even equal the dollar amount to what your Reiki services are, but it's just important that there is an energy exchange of some kind just to keep all energies balanced and in a healthy relationship. So, all right. So number three, give Reiki to yourself, or even better, have an in-person session done. Because if we remember, it all starts with you. And if you're in a great place vibrationally, you have an endless ripple effect for good and for change. And Reiki will help you balance your energy so that you can put out there in the universe everlasting ripple effects. All right, so number four is very closely related to number three. And can you guess what it is? I drum this into your head almost every episode, so I'm sure you know by now what this is, but I'm going to give you a few minutes to think, just to kind of insert some humor into our podcast episode today. Okay, you guys, are you ready for it? Okay, self-care. I cannot beat that into your heads enough. Because it's just so important. And we know that it's because it all starts with us. And if we can change who we are, how we react to the world, balance our energy, all of those wonderful things by giving ourselves our self-care that we so highly deserve and that is so vital to our well-being and to the well-being of the world, self-care maybe should have been number one, because without self-care, you probably won't have the energy or strength or even inspiration or guidance. Well, maybe not guidance, but you may not be tuned into that guidance as much to do all the other things that I've mentioned. So yeah, there I go again, drumming self-care. All right. I hope that something I said in this episode today helped you understand how you contribute to the whole. And I also want to ask you to remember that what you put out there actually will come back to you tenfold. So if you can make it a conscious effort to be mindful of what you are putting out there and how that's going to ripple across the entire universe, and that is a beautiful thing. Now you guys, go out into the world today and make it a better place simply by being the light-filled human being and light worker that you are. As always, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste.
to interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikirealife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.